Just Imagine, a tribute to John Lennon featuring Tim Piper, is coming to Kleinhans Music Hall on Friday night, October 13th. It's an extraordinary celebration of the life and the music of John Lennon. And Tim Piper, who stars as John, joins us right now. I got to ask you, you know, making a living impersonating one of the Beatles, I do that every day in my car, Tim.
I'm sure you do.
Doesn't everybody, huh? What did it feel like when you realized that you could actually make a living doing this?
You know, I've been a Beatles fan all my life. I was in the second grade in New York City, or New York area, mm-hmm. when the Beatles hit America. And it seems a little bit young, but if you think these days and you think of, you know, from Michael Jackson to Britney Spears and, you know, Katy Perry and all that, you don't have to be that old to get caught into the music. And they became a study and an inspiration for me for years to come. Of course, you don't think in second grade, well, I'm going to grow up and be a John Lennon impersonator.
Sure.
But it's been a wonderful trip and a journey that's taken me around the world where I get to sing songs I knew as a child.
Tell me about the show. What's the show like?
Well, this is for the symphony, so it's going to be extraordinary. I've done about, a dozen symphonies in the past. And, you know, back in the days of when the Beatles were first writing and performing, you know, they never imagined half the songs they could have done because they were too complex to, you know, perform live.
Sure.
Just Imagine basically takes the arc of John Lennon's life. You know, why was he the way he was? What motivated him to, you know, need to have the world recognize him and love him? And so, you know, I talk about everything from his beginnings with his dysfunctional family into creating the Beatles and beyond.
I watched you on YouTube, and you have a strong likeness to John, and you've got all his mannerisms. What'd you do to pick all that up?
Again, part of it, I was just fortunate. You know, I have a good, strong Anglo-Saxon background, and so that kind of came naturally to me. As a fan, I got sucked into learning and devouring everything readable and watchable and listenable from the Beatles. Mm-hmm. You know, and with the advent of the internet, it becomes a lot easier to do. So I've seen every film and read about every book there is, and of course my desire to get everything Beatles, it's become kind of a habit where every day there's websites and different people that feed you different information and things that you never would have seen, you know, in the original days.
You've played him on film too, right?
Yes. And speaking of YouTube, you can still find them out there. The most prominent being the Linda McCartney story, where they needed a crazed, angry John Lennon. That's me. That was for CBS. NBC had something called In His Life, the John Lennon Story, where basically I'm just doing the singing. But the wonderful thing about that was it was Doc Severinsen from The Tonight Show's daughter, who was the musical director.
Oh.
And she hired me to go to Capitol Records out here in Los Angeles, where, you know, the Beach Boys and Frank Sinatra and McCartney himself have recorded. And I got to do the singing bit for the film, which was all shot in Liverpool. And then other things such as E! Television's Beatle Wives and The Last Days of Summer, and et cetera. I've been fortunate to have that as part of the range of my, you know, career performing as John.
You've studied him. We all know quite a bit about him. Did you come to learn anything that really surprised you about John?
Well, John was a very complex and tortured character. I know so much about him that it's hard for me to pick just one or two things. You know, I've gotten to meet Paul McCartney firsthand, got to shake his hand at an event out here in Beverly Hills, mm-hmm. and thank him for, you know, all the wonderful music. I've also met both of his sons on different occasions, Julian, of course, from Cynthia, and Sean from Yoko, and his sister, Julia, in Liverpool and here in America, and then other people that have been in the Beatles close circle. Everything from his lawyer that you know, Leon Wilds, who helped him get his green card here, to Tony, I think his last name right now, but he was George Harrison's close childhood friend that did everything from he's in the Strawberry Fields video to being with them at Shea Stadium. And it's wonderful. You know, you get to kind of get as close to him as possible, and yet, you know, he's still a million miles away.
Do you think he and Paul would have reunited and made music together again had he lived?
I do.
Yeah.
I think the more that time goes by, the more it seems that they would have gravitated back towards each other. There was no reason why they couldn't reunite and make some incredible music. But, you know, we lost them at a time where, you know, just like a marriage, there's a hard breakup, and they have their differences, and it all becomes public, and, you know, it gets too hard at the moment. But I think given time, I think you would have had that.
Well, if you're a fan of John, a fan of the music, a fan of the Beatles, you want to be there. Friday night, October 13th, Kleinhans Music Hall, 8 o'clock. Just Imagine, a tribute to John Lennon. Hey, Tim, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Bill, my pleasure. Looking forward to coming out to Buffalo, and going to have a great time.